Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Joining me in the studio, Quizmaster Mary Zajac. Good evening, Quizmaster Mary.
Ding, 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 ding.
Good job.
My signature ding.
Yes, indeed.
Did I ever tell you that when I interviewed for the job I hold now, this gentleman entered the room and said, "Hey, can you do the ding, 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 ding?" He's now retired. But Mike, this one's for you.
Okay, there you go.
All right, our questions tonight are from Wine Wars,
yay,
a trivia game for wine geeks Wars and wannabes. I'm not sure which one we are. I think we're geeks. Question number one. What type of wine are Sect, Prosecco, Cava, and Crémant?
All of these wines are sparkling wines.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yay. Beautiful. Yeah, they're all wonderful. Sect is from Germany and are the German-speaking places. And Cava's from Spain. Prosecco's from Italy. And what was the other one?
Crémant.
Crémant is from anywhere in France other than Champagne.
Very good.
Nice.
Double points for that one.
I like that.
Question number two. What fortified white wine, flavored with herbs and spices, was a regular stand-in for French white wines in Julia Child's TV kitchens?
I'm going with vermouth.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
What else could it be?
It is wonderful, isn't it? Vermouth is so versatile, and you can cook with it. You can use it in cocktails. You can have it as an aperitif by itself.
There are some lovely vermouths out there.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the Perucci vermouth from Spain, although I'm having trouble finding it again. But there are plenty of substitutes.
Question number three. True or false? Grapes are always picked by hand.
Oh, that's totally false.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
Why is it even a question?
Why is that a question? So if your terroir determines how your grapes are going to be picked. If you have very rocky terroir, you're not going to get a machine up there to do it. If you're on a really impossible slope like you have in Germany, some parts of Germany and Austria, I mean, you can be literally, hanging on for dear life picking these grapes on terraces and things like that. It can be
but
so
if you
slope.
Have flat, and especially some of the larger corporations that are mm-hmm. making wine, they're not sending out people to handpick.
Absolutely. And you can see the machine-shaped rows. They're kind of a U-shape, and that's designed, I guess, for whatever picking machinery that they're currently
using.
To make
it easier to turn around
I guess so. I'm not sure exactly. You know, I've never seen it done by machine. That's really interesting. It'd be interesting to go to the harvest and see what that's like and contrast the two possible ways of doing it. I would also imagine that if you're a Grand Cru plot of grapes, which is so valuable and so special, would you let machines pick them?
I think you're going to be very particular about what you're picking, the degree of ripeness or overripeness.
Right.
You want to make sure you're getting the whole berries, the whole cluster. So I would think that that's definitely got to be by hand.
Yeah, and there's fine wine and there's industrial wine. And both are legitimate and both are important parts of the industry. So there's hand picking and there's machine picking.
Well, that was very well done this evening.
A pleasure. And thank you, Quizmaster Mary.
My pleasure as well.
Excellent. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
And I'm Quizmaster Mary Zajac.
Cheers.